Matthew chapter 10. Like I told a couple people this morning, this graduation, probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite service during the year, because you get to see kids and we remember kids when they were yay high, and now they're this high, you know, and it just happens in a flash. And we get to see how they grow and their smile and the blessing they are to us. And we at Liberty Baptist Church, we really, we emphasize on children's programs. And why? Because that's when the heart is still tender. That's when, and we'll get to it later on in the message, that's where kids actually believe what you tell them, you know? And we wouldn't tell them anything that isn't the truth. And really, when we're reading out of the Bible, we know that we can't tell them anything but the truth when we teach them the Bible and the principles of the Bible. So Matthew chapter 10, we'll look at verse 13, if you will. Not Matthew chapter 10. I got an M and it's a little K. That's Mark. Mark chapter 10. So graduation is not only, doesn't only mean to honor with a degree or diploma, but they advance or to a different class, but also means to prepare. And so Mark chapter 10, we'll go off of Mark chapter 10, verse 13 this morning. And it says, "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as his little children, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon them and blessed them." Let's pray. Lord, we do thank you for this day, and we ask you to please be with us this morning. We ask you to bless this message. Dear God, I pray that these words be your words, not my words, not the church's words, but the words from on high. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us on the cross and how you bore our sin and the penalty of our sin. And we pray, Lord, that we live a life pleasing unto you. I pray if there's someone here today who does not know with certainty that heaven is their home, perhaps this morning they would ask you to forgive them of their sins and receive you as Savior. For those of us who know you as Savior, I pray, Lord, that we see the importance of Sunday school. I pray, Lord, you give us an extra zeal to reach people for the cause of Christ. You give us a burden on our back that we cannot sleep at night until we tell others about how much you love them and love the world. We ask these things and we praise you, Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse 13. "And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them down." That brought them. I got to put my glasses on the tip of my nose ain't big enough. These parents, or whoever was guardians of these children, they brought young children to Jesus Christ. Why? Because they wanted their children to know who Jesus Christ was, what Jesus Christ had to teach them, and how much Jesus Christ loved them. And that's why we've heard it many times here this morning. We're thankful to you parents for allowing your kids to attend Liberty Baptist Church Sunday School, because we know that you want your kids to know Jesus Christ. Know that you want your kids to touch Jesus Christ through the Word of God. And we are so very, very thankful for allowing us to have a small part of that. And these parents wanted their children to know Jesus. You know, John chapter 1, let's turn to John, hold our place there. Let's go to John chapter 1. John, just a couple pages, maybe a quarter inch toward the back of the Bible. John chapter 1. Verse 1. As in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him without Him. It was not anything made that was made, and in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. Why did these individuals want their children to know Jesus Christ? Because number one here this morning, Jesus Christ is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. I do not fully understand it, but what I do understand is that the Bible, the Word of God, wants us to understand and believe and trust that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. He's the Son of God that always existed from the beginning of time. And then He come down to earth and unveiled Himself with flesh to become one of us, to be our kin, so that He could redeem us from our sins. Redeem us, rescue us from the penalty of sin. Oh, I know, they wanted their children to know that Jesus is God. And when your children are here, Liberty Baptist Church, that's one thing we do not shy away from. The deity of Jesus Christ. He's not just some great teacher or some great man or just a miracle worker. Or a man who went to the cross outside the walls of Jerusalem to pay for our sin. He was all of those, but Jesus Christ is God Almighty. And when we see Jesus, He's going to be sitting on the throne of God in the New Jerusalem. We do not shy away from that. Why do we not shy away? Because it's what the Bible says. They brought their children to know Jesus because not only was He God, it says all things were made by Him. Jesus Christ is the Creator. And it says here, and there was in Him, without Him was not anything made that was made. And Jesus Christ created all of us here this morning as human beings. He created Adam and Eve, and Adam and Eve were perfect. But God gave them one simple bitty rule. We say, well, a lot of times people say that it's impossible for man to keep the Ten Commandments. It was evidently impossible for Adam and Eve to follow one commandment. Thou shalt not eat the tree of good and evil. He's our Creator. And it says here, and in Him was life. There is no life outside of Jesus Christ. He created us. We have temporary life on earth. But praise God, if you're born again, Jesus said that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God, and you'll have eternal life. There's no life without Jesus Christ. There's no hope without Jesus Christ. There is no peace without Jesus Christ. Not only that, in verse 14 it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ is truth. And when He comes down, at least 7 years from now, because at any time, the Bible teaches that there will be the rapture. The word rapture is not found in the Bible. But the next thing on God's calendar is the dead in Christ shall rise, and we which are alive will rise up with them to meet the Lord in the air. And then for 7 years, there's going to be tribulation on this earth. At the end of tribulation, Jesus Christ is coming back, and it says His name is faithful and true. That's one of the reasons these guardians of these children, parents of these children, wanted the children to come to Jesus, because He's truth. Full of grace and truth, but He's also gracious. Gracious. He's so gracious toward us. It says in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man has come. This was His purpose, to seek and save that which is lost, because He loves us, because He's gracious toward us. Gracious means that we're given favor, unmerited favor. And the Bible says, God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the graciousness of Jesus Christ. He offers salvation to all. He offers that peace, that hope, and that joy to every single human being, to everybody sitting here. He offers that because He's gracious. Now, all of us like a gracious host. My wife's a gracious hostess. She's a very gracious hostess. She wants to give everybody everything. Three times. Me, I'm not that gracious. Like I said before, I like sitting on the easy chair with my feet up. Someone said, "Do you got any water?" Yeah, the glasses are above the sink. But my wife isn't. She's gracious. She's a gracious hostess. And she makes sure that people are looked after. She's very nice, and that's how our Lord is. The Lord goes out of her way, and the Lord Jesus Christ went out of His way. First, He came down from heaven to earth, went all around Judea and Samaria and Galilee because He loved people, because He's gracious. And that's what the guardians, the parents of these children, why they wanted their children to know Jesus Christ. Because He is a God, He's our Creator, He is life, He's the light of men, He is truth, and He's our gracious Savior. But now we'll go back to Mark. Chapter 13 and 14, and verse 13, and they brought the young children to Him that He should touch them, and His disciples rebuked those that brought Him. I wonder what the disciples said. Hey, hold on, hey, get away from here. Hey, you kids, knock that off. Jesus is a very busy man. He doesn't have time for kids. I will admit this. Kids are a soft spot. I got a soft spot for kids. My cousin Eddie, he was the oldest cousin of us McCurdy kids. And he was probably 6 or 7 years older than all the rest of us cousins. And Eddie's gotten into trouble, and Eddie's sort of the black sheep of the family. But I guarantee you, if you ask any of us kids who's our favorite cousin, it's cousin Eddie. Not because he's the oldest. Not because he was maybe the coolest, or not because he got into trouble, but our cousin Eddie is our favorite because Eddie was a big high schooler, junior, senior in high school, and we were just little grade school kids in second and third grade. And Eddie had all his friends around. They always had big parties at my aunt and uncle's in Polson, and Eddie would come over and talk to us kids and ask us kids how school's going. We love our cousin Eddie. That's how Jesus was. They said, no, he's too busy. But just as Eddie was, he wasn't too busy to talk to us kids. Jesus wasn't too busy to talk to those kids. The Creator of the world, like we heard in the Bible verse earlier, the omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing. And yet Jesus Christ found time for the little children. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Jesus isn't too busy for us. I'm so glad Jesus isn't too busy for me. How many times do we go to the Lord in prayer and we ask forgiveness? We say, oh my goodness, when is He going to get sick and tired of asking Him for forgiveness? He's not too busy. He wants us to come to Him immediately. If we have a burden, if we have trouble, if we have trials, even some temptations, if we need wisdom, if we need forgiveness, Jesus Christ is never too busy for each one of us, and He's never, ever too busy for one of them. Maybe the disciples not only said, hey, Jesus, this man is busy, but these kids are too young. Don't worry, give them a couple years. They're a little young yet. There's no child too young. No child too young to learn the little songs. I used to like that little CD or whatever it was. We sing silly songs. You know, we sing silly songs. And then we sing Bible songs. Those songs are great songs for children of all ages. Children are never too young to sing Bible songs. Children are never too young to praise Jesus for the food on our table. Children are never too young to pray and ask God to help them. Children, my friend, are never too young to learn Bible stories about David and Goliath, about Noah, about Adam and Eve. Do they understand everything and all the doctrinal implications? No, they don't. But I never understood all of Dick, Jane, and Spot. All I did was learn how to read, but I never understood those stories. But what it does is instill in them kids, the Word of God is true. These people are real. These stories are real. And your Lord Jesus Christ is as real as the nose on the end of your face. Or however that saying goes. God's real. The kids aren't too young to read the Word of God. Simple Bible verses. Segments of Bible verses. Jesus loves me. Oh, if all of us could memorize three words, Jesus loves me, this world would be a better place. There's no kid too young, there's no adult too old to know that Jesus loves me. Oh, Jesus is a busy man. You kids are too young. And don't worry, when you're older, you'll make up your own mind. The Bible clearly says, you fathers, bring them up, these kids, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And you allowing your children to be here at Liberty Baptist Church Sunday School, which preaches the Bible, the truth. Jesus Christ is the only answer to man's problems, then you're being a biblical parent. You're allowing your kids to grow up in the admonition of the Lord. You're allowing your kids to grow up to begin to learn wisdom. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And your kids will never ever regret the day they learned about God and His principles and how to live, right and wrong, who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, who we are, and why we need Jesus. Your kids will never ever regret that. The disciples rebuked those who brought the little kids. And what did Jesus say in verse 14? But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children. Suffer means to allow or permit. He says, suffer the little children, allow or permit the children to come unto me. Jesus wants to touch everybody's heart. Jesus wants to make a difference, a change in everybody, no matter what age. He says, suffer the little children come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of God. For such is the kingdom of God. That's a phrase which refers to the spiritual character of the coming kingdom of God. You see, small children, generally they're of a humble spirit. They're of a tender heart. They don't have this pride. I don't need Jesus. I've never seen it. Maybe. Of course, I don't get around much. But if you told a little kid how Jesus loves you, and say a four-year-old, I have never seen a four-year-old say, "I don't need Jesus." I've never seen it. They're in awe that the Creator of the universe would love me.
Isn't that amazing? Wouldn't it be something if it was like Jesus said, this is how the kingdom of God is like, is to be like them little children. We're in awe of the Creator coming to earth for me. Oh, what a difference that would make in our lives. Children aren't like adults. They don't have that pride. They don't have that self-righteousness. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 reads, and Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Converted means to be changed. Converted has to do with repentance, to be changed, to turn away from sin toward God with faith in Jesus Christ. Converted has to do with repentance. Conversion, converted has to do with regeneration. Regeneration is a doctrinal word that means to be born again. And Jesus says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Jesus says in order to be converted, you must become as little children. You can't be like, you got to be like that 4-year-old that says, wow, God loves me, Jesus loves me. And not like an adult that says, I don't need him. You must be converted. Small children generally are of a humble spirit. And they are generally trusting. You can tell, you know, how many I'll admit I tease kids. And you can tell a kid a lot of things to tease them. And they believe you. Because they trust you. And that's why it says here, of such is the kingdom of God. Because it has to do with trust of a little child. With a heart of humility. And the Bible says, for grace you are saved through faith. Trusting Christ as Savior. Like a little child. Well, that's beneath me. I don't need to trust Christ. No, it's God made it simple for all of us. Because He loves us. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's important to teach the Word of God to children when they're young. Why? Because they trust it. They don't grow up to be, they're not cynical yet. They're not sarcastic yet. They simply trust the Word of God. And why shouldn't they? Because it's the truth. And it's the hope of eternal life. I mean, you ask a little kid has no problem with heaven. A little kid has no problem with hell. No problem whatsoever. And when you tell them the way to eternal life and the way to heaven is through Jesus, they trust it. Some would call it brainwashing. It's not brainwashing, my friend. It's telling them the truth and letting them decide what to do with the truth without all the extracurriculars involved. Without all the muddiness involved that comes up with becoming an adult in this day and age. Without all the skepticism. They can learn it when they're young. How to have eternal life. John would give a dissertation on the bread of life in John chapter 6. And after that it says the disciple is going to leave him. And John says, aren't you going to leave me? And Peter says, where will we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Where else can we go? People are searching. People are searching for those words today. People are searching for hope. We've got the message. They're looking for Jesus Christ. They just don't know it. as a child, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 15, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter heaven. It's not blind faith. It's not blind faith. It's faith. Some would say, you mean I gotta extract all the stuff I've learned and gotta become like a little kid that doesn't know nothing? No. You got to have faith and believe like a little child. That's all. No one's stripping anybody of any dignity. No one's stripping anybody of any PhDs, master's degrees, or anything like that. It's simply come to Jesus as a child, believing, trusting, receiving. It says here in Verse 15, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall not enter therein. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. See, anybody can go through that wide gate. But it takes the faith of a child to go through the narrow gate, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few be there that find it. It has nothing to do with being a small church. It has nothing to do with being a few with the grand knowledge of this universe. It has to do with childlike faith, because few find it. Getting rid of that skepticism, getting rid of that cynicism, getting rid of all those isms that keep us from trusting Jesus Christ as a child. The road through the wide gate is full of good intentions. It's full of good works. It's full of good deeds. It's full of good causes. But it's empty of hope. It's full of self-righteousness and pride. Remember, a little kid, they don't even know what self-righteousness is. They just believe. They just trust. It says, narrow is the way that leadeth to life. And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. It's only through Jesus Christ. Do you believe as a little child this morning? Verse 16, and he took them up in his arms and put his hands upon him and blessed them. You ready to be blessed this morning? Then come to know Jesus as a child. You ready to be blessed this morning? Then come this morning and ask Jesus to forgive you. You know, a little kid, they do something wrong and they want so much to please mom and dad. They want so much to please their teacher until they get to be about fourth or fifth grade. But before that, they want to do everything they can to please, like a little child. You ready to be blessed? Then try to please our Lord and Savior once again like a child. Without all that extraneous garbage. And I think all of us know what that extraneous garbage is in this life, because we see it over and over and over, many times a day. We can't get away from it. But remember when we had a great life when we were little kids? All we were worried about was mom. What kind of cookies mom was making after dinner? Remember that? That's our biggest worry. We can't go back and reminisce. We can reminisce, but we can't go back. But we can put our faith in Jesus Christ, not only for salvation, to save us from our sins, but as our watch care. One who looks after us, one who looks over us, one who has our best interest at heart, because he loves us, and because his name is Jesus. We're going to have an invitation. What song are we going to sing?
401
this morning. If you'd like to know Christ as your Savior, you can come forward. I'll show you in the Bible how you can know that heaven is your home. What about those of us who sort of gotten away from that childlike faith? Maybe today would be the day we can ask the Lord to help us. Let's stand and sing page 401 this morning. Say, wow, God is sure good. I know I could. He is good. He never stops being good. And if we tarry this morning on asking God to forgive us, whether we're saved or not, or asking God to give us eternal life, His hand is not shortened, the Bible says, nor His ear heavy that He cannot save. Anywhere, anytime. That's a wonderful thing about Jesus. I pray you have a good rest today. The kids are probably almost getting done with the carnival. So feel free to walk over there to the other building and grab your kid. If you don't have a kid, feel free to walk over anyway. There might even be some, at the very least, laughter, but there might be something, I don't know, food or something. I don't know what they got going over there, but I like to graze. I don't know. So thank you for being here this morning. See, Brother Bill Nelson, would you close us in prayer, please?
Holy Father, thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, for allowing us to be here, to work for the service, Lord, just to see these kids grow and watch them as they over the years. It's just a blessing just to see their faith grow, see their desire to love you more and more. And I'm just so grateful, Lord, for children.
Amen.